following podcast may contain spoilers.
This is Binge Movies, Instant Reaction, Bonus Feature, Disney's Marvel's Avengers Endgame. How many more titles can we fit on that thing? Pat and I saw the movie separately. I don't know what Pat's thoughts are. And we're going to get to Pat in just a few seconds. But before we do, season 3.2 is out now. The spring season has been released. We kick it off with the alternative superhero cinematic universe that kind of doesn't exist anymore, but we talk about the DCEU, first five films in DCEU, and we do a feature presentation review of Man of Steel, 2013's Man of Steel, do a deep dive review on that, and then we rank and recommend one film out of the first five films in the DCEU. Make sure you subscribe, iTunes, Google Podcasts, all that great stuff. But for now, let's go over to Pat and what he thought about Disney's, Marvel's, Avengers Endgame.
Hey, this is Pat. I just exited out of Avengers Endgame at the movie theaters, and I am still processing my thoughts. This movie was intense from the start to finish. It had so many places that it went. Oh my gosh. I can't even wrap my head around everything that just happened in this movie. So many emotions that I'm feeling of excitement and happiness and sadness all wrapped in one. It's such a jumble mess of confusion that I'm feeling right now. But this was probably one of the top five best MCU movies that has been made in recent dates. I mean, it's a giant spectacle of everything that you would ever probably want in a comic book movie. You get emotion ranging from happiness to sadness. You get spectacular scenes of action and fight scenes, and you get the mashup of every single hero that you've ever seen in the MCU so far, and it is spectacular. And I know I keep using that word, but I mean, it's a mind-blowing event. You've got so many characters, but at the same time, you feel like they're done justice on the screen in this massive event. When I say I just got out of the movies, like, I literally just walked out 5 minutes ago, and I will need to review this movie to nitpick and analyze and break down every scene, but it's been an emotional ride that I just still can't process everything that just happened. I mean, I don't know if I want to go into spoilers, but maybe I should. I mean, by the time this might air on the podcast, there's going to be probably everybody in the world has seen this movie. If you're not looking at, I've seen this movie after the weekend open. So, I mean, just the numbers alone for the weekend opening just shows that this is a massive hit that everybody's going to see. And I went on a Tuesday morning and my theater was packed. So that just goes to show that everybody's going to go see it no matter what time of day. And wow. I think Marvel has now stepped up the game for any other comic book series from now on. DC's in trouble, I'm going to say. But, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm all over the place with this little post-review of a movie. I'm still just trying to cope with what I just saw. I'm satisfied with a lot of the characters' conclusions. And it opens up some other characters' new stories and new beginnings. I'm interested to see. I'm happy for how they concluded with Captain America. And I mean, he's not dead in the MCU, but he's pretty much out of the game, but who knows? He could come back. I mean, we got time travel element into this series now, so we can pull heroes from random parts of history if they wanted to do that, but I really hope they don't, because that could get cliche and kind of tiresome really quickly, because then you just use that as a crutch to, you know, break up any solution that you have in the problems with the movies is, oh, well, we got time travel, we can fix it now. I was very sad to see the passing of Tony Stark in the movie. It was very emotional. I can hear several other people in the movie theaters tearing up and crying, and I'm not going to lie, it brought a tear to my eye. I mean, Tony Stark has been a staple in the MCU since 2008. It's such a long time to see this one character in movie after movie after movie, and to know the fact that he's gone is kind of sad. I'm interested to see if Thor will be continued on into the Guardians story. Will he make an appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Will we see Thor roaming around the galaxy with the Guardians? That'd be super interesting, because I think the way they took Thor's character into more of a humorous bit fits his character better than the super seriousness. I like it a lot more. I love Thor Ragnarok, and I would actually love to see him tromping around the galaxy with the Guardians. I think that'd be hilarious. The emotions, like, I don't know. It's just so much right now, because there's characters I knew. I mean, I knew they were all going to come back. Or not all of them, but most of them were going to come back. I didn't know who was going to die in the movie. I tried to stay away from social media as much as possible for this last couple weeks, just to stay away from spoilers or people trying to spoil things for me. I wanted to go into it fresh without any, like, bias in what my opinions were going to be of the movie. I mean, I had some thoughts, but nothing really concrete or attached to any theory out there, other than, you know, time travel element. That was, like, day two after Avengers Infinity War was theory that they're going to do time travel, and it was. But I don't know who out there didn't shed a tear of happiness to see Peter Parker return from the ash or the snap or whatever you want to call it, or actually any of the other heroes like Doctor Strange. And it was just a great moment seeing all those people, Black Panther and Siri, walking through Doctor Strange portals, and it was amazing. That final battle scene where it's just so much going on, so much to see in that battle scene, but it was so satisfying just to see every character working together as a giant team. And I have to actually say, after how many Avenger movies we've had to date, it's something we've all been waiting for to see and hear on screen, is Captain America say, "Avengers, assemble." And we finally got it in Endgame, and it was worth the wait for that one little cliche catchphrase from the comics to make it into the movies. It was appropriate, and it felt perfect in that scene. Oh, I mean, I'm going to have to do a lot of soul-searching on how I feel about this movie, but I'm in love with it, and I want to see it again. It is a long movie to sit through, but it doesn't feel like you're sitting through 3 hours of movie. It's a pleasure and a joy, and there are so many comedy elements in this that makes you laugh, and there's so many elements that make you cry and sad, and there's so many moments that make you cheer for joy, because I'm interested to see what's next for the MCU. Phase 4 we're going into? So we got new heroes, some old heroes returning, passing the banner or mantle to new characters, the becoming other characters, So a new Captain America will be coming into the fray, it looks like. So this is going to be very interesting to... We've come to a pinnacle, a tipping point, maybe. Can the MCU continue after Endgame? What's the goal for the next several years with the MCU? What is it building up to? Because we've been building up to this moment since 2008. So where are we going next? That's the question that I'm curious. What's going to happen after Endgame? What's the game plan from Marvel? Well, if you haven't seen Endgame by now and you've listened to all of this and I've spoiled it, that's your problem. I think you should go see Endgame immediately. And then after you've seen it, go see it again and again and again. I don't think we're going to get a scope of this movie for a long time. I don't think Marvel's going to build up to this massive, massive Avengers movie for several years. I mean, we may get another Avengers movie in a few years, maybe 5 years, but I don't think we're going to get to anything of this scope for a while. Oh, it was fantastic. I'm going to redo my list of my rankings for Marvel movies. I'm going to really, really think of where this fits in that. Definitely going to be in the top five for sure. What I don't have a current list on top of my head or in front of me because I'm doing this in my car in the parking lot of the movie theater. But I know it's in the top five. Will it knock off something that I loved already, or will it not? Who's to tell? I'll have to... Maybe me and Jason will have to sit down and do a ranking of Avengers movies. The MCU will do a... Maybe we'll do a something like that. I don't know. We'll sit down and rank all 20-some movies. Oh, that would be a horrible episode to do work on because it would be so many movies. Maybe. I don't know. I think we are doing the MCU, so we'll just do it at chunks at a time, 5 movies at a time. We'll work our way through it up to this. And then maybe we'll have a battle. I don't know. I'm just... So many thoughts are coming to my mind right now. I'm just saying things. Woo! Avengers Endgame is phenomenal. This is my afterthoughts of Avengers Endgame. I know it's kind of all over the place. It's kind of vague and it's specific at the same time. And it's kind of a mess. But that's how my brain is right now. It's a total mess. Maybe I'll have to do another... take on this after I get my thoughts together. See ya.
All right, those are Pat's thoughts about Disney's Avengers Marvel's Endgame. Disney's Marvel's Avengers Endgame. I mean, say that 5 times fast. Here's what I would say. More than talking about the movie, because at some point, I believe that we're going to cover the MCU, so at some point, we'll probably touch on Endgame a lot more thoroughly than we are here. And we'll have a longer period of time to digest it and all of the events that come to a close and the stuff that kicks off out of this film. I just want to talk about feelings. What are my feelings about the film? First and foremost, I remember being an 8-year-old kid, 1992, or maybe for you it was 1975, or maybe for you it was 1984, or maybe for you it was 2008, or 2012, or 2019. But at some point, these characters in some form, be it comic book, be it animated, be it film, grabbed your attention in some way. And before these films, going back to 1992, you know, laying on my bedroom floor, reading Marvel comic books, and seeing those giant early 90s splash pages across the staple with Magneto and Mr. Sinister and... Doc Ock and Sauron and whoever on one side, Juggernaut, Sabretooth, the evil Brotherhood of Mutants, and other Marvel villains on one side, and seeing the X-Men with Cyclops and Captain America with hulking muscles and a giant shield and Spider-Man swinging in overhead. You know, seeing all of that, on a splash page and really only really being able to interact with it in your imagination, you know, and never really feeling like you were ever going to get a chance to see the things that you could picture in your mind's eye in real life. You know, sitting in fourth grade math, dreaming yourself as Peter Parker or Iron Man or the Hulk or whoever, fighting these giant cosmic battles, but all in your own imagination, because that's the only place you were ever going to see it, was on the comic book page or in your own mind's eye, especially if you're of a certain generation. And then for these films to start in 2008, very low stakes, about Tony Stark, an arms dealer during the Bush administration, making money through the Middle Eastern conflict, to where we are in 2019, where we have a full-out war with a titan on a cosmic scale involving the quantum realm and all of the crazy comic booky nonsense that's in this movie, where a raccoon is just part of the cast, you know? And, you know, Banner, Hulk, and just all the stuff that they've done, it's just straight out of the comic books. They're no longer adapting comic book material for Hollywood. The MCU has begun to adapt Hollywood for comic book material. And I don't know at what point that switch happened, but the MCU has successfully been able to do that. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching Disney's Marvel's Avengers Endgame, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and I was just emotionally moved, not just because Infinity War, I think, is a really, really good film, and I was excited about the conclusion, and I'm all aboard the hype train, but because it represents the realization of a lifetime of fandom for some of this stuff. It represents the dream of an 8-year-old kid who wanted to be a comic book artist, a comic book writer, who read Marvel Comics, seeing the things that only lived in his imagination brought to the big screen. So that was moving. It also represents the culmination, and in many ways the end, of an era, of the first 11 years of the MCU. The first run, the Infinity Saga, has pretty much come to a close. We're going to deal with some of the aftermath in Spider-Man Far From Home just in a little while here, and that will be the true end, according to Feige, of this phase. And not the beginning of the next phase, so there's going to be a little bit more cleanup work that needs to be done. But for the most part, the story has been told of many of these characters. And some get happy endings, and many don't. But the character arcs were complete for many characters. And it's going to be interesting with Disney Plus to see where it goes and all that kind of stuff. The bottom line with a film like this is, did it work? Did it work? And the answer is yes. You have the culmination of 11 years of storytelling, characters, character arcs, the completion of actors' journeys in creating these characters and bringing them to the big screen for the first time in many cases, the culmination of this experiment of this cinematic universe that no one else has been able to pull off. No other property has been able to launch a cinematic universe in 11 years. Only Marvel has been able to do it. And even if all of the movies aren't great, and even if some of them aren't even good, I don't think there are any that are like just absolutely dreadful irredeemably. There are some that personally may be like, that's not really for me, or that's just kind of okay, or that kind of sucked. But there's none that, for most people, that they'd say, well, that's just absolute garbage. And I think in this case, the sum of the MCU is greater than the parts often. And Endgame is a 3-hour behemoth of a film that does not feel like it's runtime, that successfully navigates being its own film. And in many cases, each hour of this movie is kind of its own movie, in a way. But it feels, in many ways, less disjointed than Infinity War did. Maybe not as powerful as Infinity War, mostly because resolutions and conclusions are never as satisfying. The third act is almost never as satisfying as the second act of a really epic film or epic story. What they really had to do here is they had to bring this first epic part of this saga to a close, bring characters to a close, and also just finish the Thanos story. And they're able to do all that. They're able to do all of that, let the characters shine, Let the characters we've come to know and love shine. Let the people that we've been on this journey with since the beginning have their moments, bring their stories to satisfying conclusions, and plant seeds for whatever is to come next, which a lot of that's going to be happening on the streaming service Disney Plus. So ultimately, is the film successful? I think it is. I think it's emotionally engaging. I think it's thrilling. I think it doesn't feel like it's runtime. I think it's a satisfying conclusion because they have to answer the one question. They have to answer the one question. The question is, okay, we have now given you 11 years worth of storytelling. We've taken comic books from the stuff of 8-year-old nerds on their bedroom floor to now the stuff that is just global pop culture. By the way, in an era where there's a million different entertainment options and basically everybody lives in their own little bubble, their own little niche. You know, it's the days of everybody going to see the same movie every summer are pretty much over, except for Marvel and maybe Star Wars. But Star Wars has faltered tremendously. Whatever you think about the movies, good or bad, the brand has faltered. And yet the same company through Marvel, and I understand it's different subsidiaries, different studios, but Marvel Studios has been able to, it's been shaky with some of their releases. You know, there's been Iron Man 3s in there and Iron Man 2s and First Avengers and Captain Marvel's in there. They've been like, even Guardians 2, they've been like, but they've made it through. They've threaded that needle. So what they have to answer is they got the whole world to invest in this one epic story. This thing grossed over $1 billion worldwide in like 2 days. So they've gotten the whole world in a time when no one else can do it to get invested in C and D list comic book characters when Warner Brothers can't get you to care about Batman anymore. I mean, just think about that. And now this movie has to come to a point where at the end of it, you as the viewer go, that time, the last 11 years of my life, 22 films, all that time, all that money, all that speculation has been worth it. And do I think it was worth it? Yes, I do. I think that this first chapter, they didn't screw it up. They stuck the landing. They have a very powerful, funny, fun, interesting film, which, by the way, still took some chances. The stuff that they decided to do with Thor, that's chance-taking. And they've cleared the deck to go into some really wild new directions. Where do we go from here? I don't even necessarily care right now. I'm not as convinced they're going to be able to make it to year 20 as seamlessly as it felt like they made it to year 10 and 11. I don't know if, you know, Galactus or Secret Wars or Beyonder or Doctor Doom or whoever. I think we're probably due for an X-Men reboot. I think we're due for a Fantastic Four reboot. I think you're getting your A-team now. We've seen the B-team. Now we're going to get an A-team. And what if we got an A-team, B-team crossover? What if you got your X-Men Avengers? You know, that's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. But what I know is that Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, have created a film that, I don't want to say it stands on its own, because it's basically the second 3 hours of a 6-hour film. You know, it's basically Infinity War Part 2. I mean, especially how it opens, it just picks right up, you know, right where, almost right before Infinity War ended. So but at the same time, they've made some really great films. And it doesn't stand on its own necessarily, but it's a highly entertaining thing. I want to see it again a second time. It's going to be a buy when it comes out. I'm going to buy it physically and digitally. It's going into the collection. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I was deeply emotionally touched. I love what they did with Cap. That was a great send-off for Cap. It was a great send-off for Tony based on his story arc. It was, presumably some kind of a send-off for Thor. Although, where do we go from here with Thor? I'm not quite sure. So, there's some questions left on the table. I'm excited about it. And most of all, the dreams that we had as 8, 9, 10-year-old kids have been brought to the big screen in probably the best way possible. So we will give you more Marvel content later on after we all have more time to digest this 11-year journey we've been on. But as for now, What we want you to do is rate, review, subscribe, follow the podcast on Twitter at Pat and Jason. Tweet us your thoughts. What did you think about Marvel, Disney's Marvel's Avengers Endgame? Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, let us know how we're doing, let us know what you want us to cover. You voted very recently on the top four franchises, and Lord of the Rings beat Marvel by a hair, so we're going to be covering that in the not-too-distant future. That's going to be a 2019 franchise we cover. Before the end of this year, we're covering all of the Lord of the Rings, Hobbit included, so that's going to be like 20 hours of movies, but we're going to do it for you because you voted on it. So let us know what you want us to binge. Let us know how we can improve the show. Let us know what we're doing right so we can give you more of it. And yeah, we thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Until next time, binge on.